In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Story of the night kind of feels like the story of the season. Javi Baez, walk-off home run. They're chanting his name. Fans leaving the ballpark last night.
Not on the bingo card to start the season.
No.
I mean, there's so many things not on the bingo card. What Torque's been doing, what Casey Mize has been doing. We had hopes. Obviously, what Javier has been doing was not on the bingo card. The fact that you are more than 40 games in and the Detroit Tigers have the best record in Major League Baseball. The question at the beginning of the season, I think we did the fact or fiction, and one of it was the Dodgers, who they opened the season with, were going to break the record for all-time wins. And currently, the Detroit Tigers have a better record than the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees, insert any other team that you thought was going to be great and may still be great this year. The Tigers sit atop everyone.
And I think it carries more weight because we highlighted the schedule to start where they faced, and by the way, took series wins against the Yankees, the Mariners, who have been very good, just took a series against Bregman and the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like, and then you throw in how they're doing it, where it's not just pitching and bullpen management. It's also a bunch of unexpected bats who have stepped up and put themselves into the limelight. Like Baez is one of many. He's probably the biggest example of it, but it's he's not the only one.
It's the response to some of those as well. So you open up the season and you lose three to the Dodgers. And then you respond with a series win against Seattle. And everybody anticipated a series win against Chicago, but you swept them. A series win against New York. And then you look and you say, okay, well, you lost a series in Milwaukee. But how did you respond? With 3 of 4 against Kansas City. And you look at and that was the start of that stretch where you're like, well, if they can just get, 5 of 5 of these 10 games, because it was then followed by San Diego and Baltimore, which they won both of those series. And then they lose 2 against Houston. How do they respond? 3-game win streak. They lose 2 against Texas. Offensively, couldn't produce. And then how do they respond? With 24 runs in 2 games against not the White Sox, the Red Sox, a respected team in this league.
It's funny when you said how they've responded. I thought you were going to go in a different direction. They lost 3 center fielders before the season started. You said 3 games the Dodgers, 3 center fielders. They lose their starting catcher. I would not have expected anything like this. That's where we find ourselves. We find ourselves with the Tiger baseball team sitting in first place with great story after great story after great story.
And now, obviously, they have a chance to sweep Boston. And not just win the series, but sweep Boston. And, I know Bregman had that home run yesterday, but it was in a losing effort. If they could sweep them, kind of makes that, takes a little of the sting, a little more of the sting out of it. And then it's the road trip to Toronto and St. Louis. And I don't think any of those teams strike fear into anyone, but there are road trips. There's 6 on the road, and then it brings up the four-game stretch against the Cleveland Guardians.
Later this month, man, that's going to be some big
stuff.
Can't
wait.
Ticket Texter says, what's wrong with these idiots who want to trade Javi? Who starts in center if we move him? And we've got people wondering who's going to start in center when Meadows is healthy. First of all, we don't know when Meadows is going to be healthy. It's a weird, fluky thing. The timetable kind of shifts and changes. But okay, let's best case scenario, Parker Meadows comes back. He's probably your center fielder.
Yeah.
But now you have some options. Like you can move Carpenter to DH, which could help keep him healthy for a long season. That's been an issue. You put Vierling in right and Baez at third. I mean, that's one way you could do it.
Yeah, and there might be days where, you know, to help protect Vierling's shoulder as he continues to come back.
Right.
That you put Javi Baez in another new position, one of the corner outfielders, because you got Riley Green in one, and now Carp, you don't have to worry, because he missed time last year with the back. You don't have to worry about overstressing him. And then you also have Javi in center because you don't want to overstress Parker Meadows, who's had injury issues. Obviously, he's not playing.
And they're already using the DH like that. Like, it's a way to keep guys in the lineup while also keeping them fresh. So, like, Vierling could DH a little bit. I know Cole Keith has been pushed to the DH spot a little more, but it becomes this flex position. It's not the softball slugger that can only DH. They've got a team of guys that you can get creative with, and that plays right into AJ's hands.
What it does is it takes a bat out of Jace Young at third base, and that's where you put Javier, or that's where you put Vierling. And now you're getting good production. And I don't want to underestimate. I mean, Jace Young made another great play in foul territory. That catch that he made was, like, it, defensively, he is as good as advertised. At the plate, not so much.
The one hit was a big hit.
Oh, it was a big hit.
But we need more from him. Who knows? When Vierling comes, I know Vierling's playing some outfield right now in AAA.
Yeah, was he in
right
the last couple of days?
Last couple games. Remains to be seen how he'll be used when he gets here and if that has an impact on Jace Young. Ticket Texters. Hey guys, loving this brand of Tigers Baez ball. And Sweaty Bag is going to be a drop for the afternoon show or will be featured on Who Said It later this week.
Could be.
Ace of Bays. People coming up with their own t-shirt ideas for this Javi story.
Yeah.
I still like, do you fear Javier?
Yeah. That just rings right.
It says, I don't get the people who look at his history. Team sucks. He doesn't perform. Team is good. He does. Dude doesn't care when the team isn't good. Talking about bias.
Oh, I never got the feeling like he didn't care. I mean, we heard from AJ that he is a guy that even on days where, you know, they kept him out of the lineup, he would spend the entire time in the batting cage.
We are efforting AJ Hinch. We'll try to get him on later this morning. Let's go to Heather's news here. Let's get some of the stories that are going on in the news right now.
Okay. Well, Lions single game tickets go on sale tonight. That's exciting. So single game tickets will be released at 8 p.m. That's like the same time the NFL schedule is also supposed to be revealed. So fans will be allowed to purchase up to 8 tickets for each home game based on availability. And according to the team, seating options will be extremely limited and will be available while supplies last. So 8 home games at Ford Field. Time to get your tickets.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's going to be awesome.
And some big marquee opponents too.
Very, very exciting.
Should be good.
Earlier this week, we talked about the Dundee High School wrestling team and the hazing allegations that have kind of put a pause on the program. We don't know a lot about these allegations. The details haven't been released, but parents are now saying that the hazing allegations against the team are actually part of a larger bullying issue within the school district. And they want answers. So there was a school board meeting held on Monday, and multiple people spoke about their concerns. There was one woman, a mother, who says she lost her daughter to suicide, and her daughter's death is believed to have been the result of bullying. There were other parents, other people who spoke as well. There was one person who shared their thoughts and said bullying led to a suicide attempt when they were in eighth grade. And now some parents are hoping that the school administration will be replaced. So it sounds like it's a much larger issue than just what's going on with this wrestling team, that it is taking place over all the schools. Bill Belichick speaking out, basically for the first time since that whole CBS interview debacle, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he is adamant that his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, has nothing to do with the North Carolina football team. So he appeared on ESPN's Sports Center, where he was asked about his relationship with Hudson and if it had any potential impacts as he begins the first season as a college football head coach. Now, it is a little different than what was included in some of his previous emails. You may remember there was an email that basically said, hey, I'm including Hudson on this, and would you please include her on any email going forward? Because I want her to basically see what's going on. I want her to be inside. And
she had input on how certain things were going to be, the PR of it, how his son would be referred to, and all this other stuff. And Belichick had previously said that he has both a personal and professional relationship with her.
So ringing a little different tune. Yes. And then, of course, going back to those rumors, there was rumors that she was banned from UNC facilities. That was just a rumor. They did release a statement saying, no, she is allowed on the facilities. Like, we're not banning her. What a story.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a debate online about whether this is a really brilliant idea or absolutely disgusting. And maybe it's both, but there is a guy in Australia that's going viral after washing his shoes, his Crocs, in the dishwasher, right? And this is nothing really new. Like, I've seen people like say they do this on social media, but his is going viral because he also had a load of dishes in the dishwasher as well. So he was washing his dishes and his shoes at the same time. And a lot of people think that there's some like cross contamination going on. Where
isn't it all getting cleaned though?
Yeah, I mean, it's you have different foods
soap
on different
water.
Plates and different
it all comes out shiny and clean. Of,
yeah, and his Crocs did come out shiny and clean. He did say, however, that they shrunk a little bit, maybe because of how hot it got in the.
Put them on a top rack.
You know, I don't know what kind of dishwasher he has in Australia. Yeah.
I imagine they're very similar to the ones we have here in the States.
Yeah, but mine's a little different.
Oh,
I don't have like the traditional. Top rack, lower rack. Oh. Yes. Ha 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 ha.
Jim, you're so dirty.
I know. Mine, it's like they're drawers. Like it's like there's no door, and then different racks. It's they're individual, like drawers. So there is not a top, but they run the same.
Oh, so you have two different compartments, completely different compartments.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Their
own space.
Yep. Yeah. I'm sorry, you're not getting out of that one. All right. That's Heather with the news.
Later this hour, we are going to get into some Lions breakout candidates because the new offensive coordinator highlighted one player in particular who he said will have a breakout season. Plus, we've got the latest from Trey Hendrickson, who spoke to the media for 22 minutes, and he said it's gotten personal. It's 97.1.
Hey, you know, in sports, when you are sidelined by an injury, it sucks. I've been there. It is personal. It's just bad feeling. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. And that someone is David Femininio. So remember, Get David, Get Paid isn't just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. And if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell them to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH. Or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH. Or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What a game it was. What a call, Dan Dickerson.
Mm.
Ace of Bays.
Mm-hmm. Fear Javier.
I got what you got going there. There's a bunch of things to talk about with it. One, walk-off home runs for the Tigers. Regular season only, that's near the top.
Yeah.
Because, one, the story, and that's the other part of this, the story that is Javi's redemption and where it compares to other redemption stories we've seen in the city of Detroit. All of it's available, 248-539-9797. We know it's what everybody's talking about today. Javi freaking Baez. Unbelievable. Javier Baez, the complete transformation. He's a new human being.
I don't even know how you put it into words. And I don't know how you capture the moment of being this far into the season and having Javi Baez as a major contributor.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know who would have predicted this. And he's a large part, not the largest part, but a large part of why they have currently the best record in baseball.
If you remember when the season started, we thought they got the pitching to be in contention, you know, right around 500 and be in the mix and you see what happens. Our concerns were, boy, you got a lot of injuries in center field and this team needs more bats. He's hitting 320 and he's playing center field and he solved two huge issues for this baseball team.
Yeah, you're getting a bat from him. You're getting a bat from Torkelson. And I mean, we came into this season, who's that right-handed bat? And now you have it. Now you've got a couple of them.
Ticket Texter says, Javi's redemption arc is Detroit. Says, Detroit is hell. This is a story of our city, redemption. You know, we talked about on this team, there's Mize, there's Torque, AJ to an extent. Ticket Texters have pointed out, Jared Goff is one of the great redemption stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a great comparison to the city because, you know, growing up here, I would have never anticipated that we would have hosted the NFL draft and it would have gone off like it did.
Yeah.
And all the other moments downtown and events that they've had and the fact that it is a true redemption story and how great downtown is compared to what it was when I was a kid.
You're getting a taste of it. I mean, someone did compare it to kind of the fun of 84 when they were a kid. There's certain summers, we talked about this, there's certain summers that captured your emotions. I was not alive in 84, but 06 was this, oh, baseball can be fun.
Yeah.
And for a decade, we had forgotten baseball could be fun. We got a taste at the end of last year, but to get a true summer of it, where it's this team you get to chronicle all year and you can't wait to get down to the ballpark.
And you look at the crowds. We always said, and because we knew if they win, you know, I mean, it's you could hear the whispers. If you win, they will come.
Yep.
And the fans are showing up. They did at the end of last year. And now a little bit of that was the playoff run and the excitement that goes along with that, which has been years since that happened. But at this time, and we said this at one of the breaks, at this time last year, we were trying to figure out, okay, we're not going to talk Tigers because they're following the path we thought they would follow.
Yeah.
And it was a summer of, you know, no baseball. Now, best record in Major League Baseball. Javi, Torque, Carp hitting lefties.
Yep.
Like it's on all cylinders right now.
AJ Hinch will join us this morning at 8:35. We have an update there. So we will have the Tiger manager at 8:35. Everybody's talking about Javi. We'll get to the phones and your ticket text 248-539-9797. Tonight is the schedule release for the NFL. We've had very few leaks directly with the Lions. I think it's none. Indirectly, we can draw some conclusions. Yesterday, John Morton, the OC, shouted out a breakout player. We'll get to that later in the show. Some breakout candidates for the season. Everybody's excited right now. It's a great time for sports in Detroit. Let's get to Reno and Royal Oak. Good morning.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. Hey, you know, it's something AJ talks quite a bit about, and I don't think a lot of fans give enough play to it, is about Javi's IQ being a baseball lifer, whether it's the pickoff, something as simple as the pickoff attempt at third last night where he turns into the ball. I mean, that kind of was textbook. And the stuff that the two home runs he hit, I mean, they were down in the way sliders, and we all know what his kryptonite was the last year. And based on the struggles he had, the thing I liked the most is that he didn't say boo when basically every fan in the stadium was booing him the last year or two. I mean, he could have very easily gone all John Papelbon or even Joe Nathan when he was here and had struggles and flipping off the fans. So it's, you know, it's good for him. You know what I mean? If nothing else. And it, Reno from Royal Oak or Bob from Alpena, we don't know the work he puts in. So to say that, you know, when we're winning, he's all on, and when he's losing, he could care less. That's crazy. So it's, you know, well, who would you rather have right now? I get it. When we're winning, everything's good. But that said, who would you like to have right now, Javi or Juan Soto, who's making, so I think it's $312,000 a game, and he's back, what, 250? I think everything's relative. I get it. But, you know, good for Javi. What the heck?
To your point about how it didn't boil over, Javi had a moment with the Mets when he played there where the fans were booing him, they were getting on him, and I think it was like the thumbs down gesture. And he giving it back to the fans.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little surprised we didn't get that.
For 3 years.
It was bad.
Because every talk show, and it wasn't just us locally, it was nationally. Anytime that they, you know, got around to talking about the Tigers, it's all about how bad Javi was. And you can't escape, as much as, I mean, I'm sure these guys aren't listening this morning. They're not reading the papers. With social media, with as much as revolves around these guys, you can't ignore the sentiment that the fans had.
The sentiment was get the hell out of town.
Right.
The sentiment was you're an overpaid bum. Just be done with him.
And he heard it every time he went to bat, every time he took the field.
You know, I don't want to bat him ninth. I want him to play and bat 10th, i.e. not in the lineup. You need a position? How about left out? I mean, we did all of it. Does he need LASIK? Why can't he see the pitch in the other batter's box? It was, understandably, a frustrating experience for fans, and the entire time he had to sit there and live it, and he's come out of it the other side. I mean, his career has been resuscitated. He's a completely different person. He's the best position player on the team right now. It's stunning. It's unbelievable.
It really is.
Matt in Sterling Heights, you're on 97.1.
So just listening this morning, I hear a lot of these comments. Everybody's this and nobody's that and never this and always that. You guys do know that there is an award Major League Baseball gives out every year called the Comeback Player of the Year Award. Somebody wins it every year. We happen to have three of those guys.
Yeah.
But it's not that strange that Mize is having a good year, considering where he was drafted, how good he has been when he's not been hurt. It's not that strange that Torque, after hitting 31 home runs a couple years ago, is having a good year, maybe a little better than most of us thought. And it's not entirely beyond the realm of believability that Baez is good. He's been good before. That they're all good at the same time and they're this good, maybe that's a little bizarre. But it's not so ridiculous that these guys are performing. They're major league players. They got paid and signed for big money for reasons, and a lot of them have done it before.
Well, the what seems ridiculous about what Javi is doing now is that, yeah, he's done it before in his career, maybe not to quite this level. And I think he'll come down a little bit, but for 3 years, we didn't witness any of this.
Yeah, we're so far removed from it, right?
It had never happened in Detroit.
He had flashed 30 home run power a couple times in his career. We had never seen that in Detroit. Yep. You know, he was a big strikeout guy. It got to an unbearable level in Detroit. It wasn't 1 year, 2 years. It was three straight years going the wrong way, worse each season. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it so crazy. Like, get the pedigree, sure. You know, he was a key cog on a World Series team, but that was 9 years ago. You know what I mean? And Mize and Torque, number one overall pick, is not a guarantee in baseball. These guys have had to work and scratch and claw to get themselves back to this position. And I think that's what we highlight.
And for Torque, it wasn't just the fans that were ready to, you know, throw in the towel. The team had thrown in the towel. They had moved Colt Keith to first. Without the injuries in center field, is Torque even on the opening day roster?
The domino effect? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there was real talk that he would need to get some ABs in AAA to prove that he's ready to come up here, and he's got 11 home runs, hit a home run in last night's game. We're going to get to A.J. Hinch coming up next. Real quick, I want to pass this along. Jordan Schultz, Fox Sports NFL insider. We have a leak.
Oh.
The Packers will open the season at home against Jared Goff and the Lions. 4:25, September 7th. See if it comes true tonight, but there's your leak.
Okay.
AJ next, 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, it's finally time for baseball and getting back outside, and I've got your drink for the season. Surfside iced tea and vodka made with real brewed tea with summer in mind. And, of course, they're a proud partner of the Detroit Tigers. Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar with no bubbles, and their iced tea and lemonade variety packs are so good. And, of course, with no carbonation, they're super easy to drink. Just look for Surfside Sunset Stripes, Surfside iced tea and vodka, sunshine in a can. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
All right, AJ, I know they all count the same, but last night was special, right? Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Yes, last night was special. You know, it is so incredible to see that night play out. The ebbs and flow of the game are one thing, but obviously what a night for Javi and our team, and what a way to win another series.
So, I mean, I'm going to act like my three-year-old and just ask why to every answer that you have. But when you're talking about AJ, talking about Javi, I think everybody just wants to know, why is it different this year than the 3 years that we witnessed prior to this?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, like, have the exact answer. I mean, part of it is he's healthy. Part of it is, I think, his focus routines have gotten better. You know, I'm sure some of it is the focus on the defense has lifted some of the pressure on the offense. And at the end of the day, I think he's made some real adjustments to put himself in a better position, and he's going out and doing it. So I guess I don't wake up every day, you know, asking why or trying to figure out the reason why. I get asked a ton about it. I mean, this guy has been really incredible behind the scenes, and now he's flourishing on the field, and he's getting some appreciation for the work. And I don't know that we need to try to figure it out, because I think it's a special, you know, start to a season. It's a long way to go, but I'm so damn proud of him because of how he has sort of reestablished himself and his focus on being a productive player. And that doesn't go unnoticed by anybody.
Time to bump him up in the order?
No. I mean, why would you? I mean, you want to touch him? I mean, you want to move? You know, I mean, part of it is that I joked that last night with the media, like, would you change a thing? And the other part of it is, like, we are getting tremendous production out of the bottom of the order. So, like, where would I move? Would you move Torkelson down? You know, like, no. And the answer, I mean, do you want to move the stacked lefties that are creating a ton of opportunity for us? No. Like, he's doing his job. And so I think the instinct to, like, let's try to challenge it and make it better. Like, how about we just leave it be and let him play and have a productive player at the bottom of the order?
When he came to you and said, I can play center field, what was your reaction?
It was no surprise. I mean, I believed in him from the get-go. I mean, this guy does incredible things on the field. And you know, as a coach, you almost wonder if he's too naturally gifted and the focus, you know, needed to stay on the basics. Like, he can naturally go out and do it. When he says he could catch, I really believe him. Like, he could go back there and instinctually do things that everyday catchers can't do. And that's the part that he probably doesn't get enough credit as he's aging, that he can still do a lot of things gracefully and naturally. I didn't think the opportunity was going to come up because we are down three center fielders. So it didn't surprise me that he could do it or was willing to do it. You know, I think his attention to detail has been very, very good with George Lombard, who does our outfield, and Anthony Iaposi, our first base coach. It's not just roll out there and shag balls. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of communication. There's a lot of instinct. There's jumps, you know, playing in the right spot,
reading those tweeners. Like the other day, he had a running catch into left center. You have one shot at that from the very beginning of the play. You know, when we talk about base running, going first to third, like what you do at first base allows you to get to third base. What you do with your jumps in center allow you to make the play at the back end that we all cheer. And his detail on that stuff has been very, very impressive and has put him in a good position.
You just mentioned Coach Lombard. We talk about Chris Federer all the time. Obviously, we talk about what you do all the time. And you've mentioned the psychology of the game, the mental side of it. And I'm curious, how do you and your staff help players with the mental side of the game? Because we're talking about Torque, who, and we've talked about with you, his struggles over the years. Javi, Casey Mize is having a great year. And I know he's down for 15 because of the hammy, but Riley Green earlier this season, Parker right. Meadows, Karp being able to hit lefties. I mean, the list goes on and on. How do you and your staff help your players with the mental side of the game? Yeah.
No, great question. And I'm glad you brought it up because it, you know, my staff does a great job of staying in the fight and even keel with these guys. Like, we don't ride the emotional roller coaster. Like, we're a group of coaches who stay balanced with what we're trying to do and get our guys focused on what we're trying to do, not what we're trying not to. Something simple would be, you know, these guys are nasty that come out of the bullpen throwing 97, 98, ball cutting, ball darting, you know, the breaking balls. All that stuff is like, we can focus on what the guy does to get out, or we can focus on what our plan is. When Cole Keith is going through, you know, what's now been two Aprils, it's really important for us to stay the course and stay in the conversation, you know, and Michael and Keith and Lance do a great job of that with the hitting side. This game is full of failure. And the days of, like, the kicking, screaming, yelling coach to try to get through to a player, like, it just doesn't exist successfully as much as maybe we grew up with. And so to adapt and adjust to the mentality of your team, it's amazing. We can give critical feedback. We do it every day in the hitters meeting. We will go through something positive, something negative that's happened in recent games. It's to try to get us in a learning mentality to get ready to prepare for the game. So our staff has to stay balanced in order to do that. It does not mean we don't have it out with our players. We do. We just generally don't do it in front of the camera. But our staff does to keep these guys going every day at a young age, trying to develop and be better at the best league in the best league in the world. We have to stay, you know, sort of with the conversation of where the players are at. And I'm proud of our guys. I mean, it's hard to get through 162 games and expect perfection. And we do our best to try to keep pushing that needle up or that standard up without demoralizing the player during failure.
Talking to Tiger manager A.J. Hinch this morning, Matt Vierling, we're seeing him get some A.B.s with Toledo playing the outfield. I know he can play all over. Mm-hmm. Where do you anticipate him playing primarily once he's back with the club?
I don't know. You know, and I think that's the toughest question because I think I just don't know what the needs are going to be at the time in which he's ready. This is a slow injury to heal. It's a slow injury build up or strength build up now that he's back out playing. And so he's been in right field a little bit. He's going to be in center. We're going to put him back over at third before he comes back to the big leagues. And then we're going to sort it out as we go. I mean, you know, if you asked me this question 2 weeks ago, I would have said center field. And now you ask me after last night, and I'm going to say, well, maybe not so much. Maybe right field and third base. So, as you know, I will change everything every day, and I'm willing to kind of put guys wherever the opening is. And it will be a fun exercise to answer this question in a couple weeks where, you know, hey, you're giving this guy a day off and that guy a day off. And like, yeah, because we're starting to develop a roster that has – a lot of options. And so if Maddie's going to fit into that, I don't know where that's going to be because it could change need-based by the time he's healthy.
On the heels of, we're calling it the Javi Baez game, I know there was more that went on in that game other than just what Javi was able to do, but it was impactful. Now you're back the next day with a Scooble start. How much fun is it? How much fun are you having? We've talked to you many times about the struggles. Now, all of a sudden, a best record of Major League Baseball, you're going from that win last night to a Scooble start. How exciting is it to see him take the mound?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could have changed it to a day game. Like, let's get back on the field right away with Tarik Skubal on the mound. Like, that would have – I don't love the day game, you know, after night game sometimes, but that one would have been awesome. It's obviously great. I mean, when going into the – but it's only as great as getting into the competition. Like, we're going to have to deal with a pitcher we've never faced and a Red Sox team that I know, you know, is going to try to bounce back with the talent they have. So, I mean, when you can go into a series in the looming presence of a Tarik Skubal on the back end of the series, like, it can help you how you manage the first couple games, how do you use your bullpen. It can help certainly the psychology of the other side, knowing, like, hey, they've got that big beast at the end of this series. So it doesn't necessarily win you the game. It just allows you to have some freedom and confidence to be aggressive in decision making in the first couple of games, and then race to the ballpark today, knowing that one of the best pitchers in baseball is on our side, and we have a chance to sweep.
He's in that zone. Like, before you came to town, maybe 15 years ago, we went through this with Verlander, where every start it felt like he might have a no-hitter. And I know he was flirting with a perfect game into the fifth last Friday night. As a manager, guys don't go deep anymore. We're always wondering, like, what's that like for you, just letting him cut loose in those spots? Because he could be flirting with this a bunch this summer.
For sure. Well, yeah, I mean, the no-hitter thing is hard. I mean, I've been around a lot of them. They don't happen as often as it feels like it's going to happen, right? Like, every time somebody gets into the fourth or fifth, people sit on the edge of their seat. That's still half the game left before we can really get there. But the anticipation is real that you're going to have a good game, and that, you know, that the feeling that I've had. So I've had JV and Gerrit Cole and now Tarik, like, the best pitchers in the league at a given time. And what that does is, like, it brings so much belief to your team that something positive can happen. I mean, you're saying no hitter. I'm just saying, coming to the ballpark today, like, man, if we score a few runs, like, we're going to have a great chance to win. And, like, when you get into that category, I mean, that's a small margin for error, like for a player, for Tarik, because he doesn't have to be perfect, but it's encouraging when you have that type of presence, to where everybody coming to the ballpark that's either wearing the English D or supporting the English D, we feel like it's our game to lose. And that means you're, you know, sort of big boy in the league, and you're somebody that everybody knows is on the mound.
AJ, great day to have you on, especially after last night, and look forward to talking to you again all season long. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Go Tigers. We'll see you later.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch. It's 97.1.
Hey, at First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and relationships. And with their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me and my family over the years, and why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
I don't believe it either, Dan Dickerson. What a moment it was last night. Special, this turnaround for Javi Baez. Symbolic, really, of a lot of guys on this team. And who would have thought the catalyst is Javi Baez?
It's, and I know it's an impossible question when you ask why.
Yeah, like AJ goes, I almost don't want to know why at this point.
And
I
don't want to. It's just working. Don't move him in the lineup.
Well, I go, hey, it's one of your best hitters. You want to bump him up? No, I don't want to do anything to upset what we got going here.
Well, but I mean, and so the other good thing about that response is, one, you don't want to upset the apple cart with Javi Baez because it's working. So let's keep it working. But it's also working at other spots. And, and as mentioned, like, what do you want to bump Torque down? What are you going to do with Green? What are you going to do with, you know, with Carp? And so, yeah, it's there's going to be some tweaks here and there. Some days it's torque at 3 or at 4 or at 5, as he was last night. Some, you know, if right-handers, yeah, you know, Karp is the one that leads off. Or if, you know, it just, you have that flexibility now to make some tweaks here and there, but it is about consistency.
I would say I want Javi to get more at-bats than Jace Young, which would be the case to move him up one spot, but...
Okay, but yeah, but see, he's never hit this year, I don't believe, higher than 6. So
Javi, yeah.
Somewhere 7, 8, 9. Like that's not bumping him up.
No, it's I know, just, but well, it's getting him one more at bat. I mean, every at bat counts. So, you know, if you're managing on the margins the way AJ does, that's why I asked the question, and he was direct with it. We're going to keep him in the 9 spot. So AJ was great. Great day to talk Tiger baseball. Tonight will be the Lions schedule release. We have a leak. More on that in a minute. We also have some words, high praise from the coaching staff, singling out one player with a breakout season on the horizon. So this is the new offensive coordinator, John Morton. This is him talking about a breakout candidate. Him being Jameson Williams. High praise for a guy who already had a 1,000-yard season. I would have called last year a breakout, but apparently there's
more to be had.
Breakout 2.0.
Well, you love to hear the details behind the scene about doing everything asked of him, meetings, weight room, like everything. And I don't know that there's ever been a question about Jameson Williams in that regard. It's more about to get to that breakout season, it's got to be all-encompassing. You can't miss games because of stupid suspensions or injuries that could be prevented. Like, and I'm not talking about the ACL. That's not one that can be prevented. But it's doing all of those little things in the building, but also doing them out of the building in regards to recovery and giving yourself the best opportunity. To hear a coach talk about he's doing all the little things. Yeah, there's more to be had there.
What does that even look like, a breakout for J-Mo? He had 1,000 yards. He had 7 touchdowns. He was the number 2 option in the pass attack. I mean, is it challenge St. Brown for a 1A, 1B? Is it 1,500 yards? What does a breakout even look like on top of what he did last year?
So it was 58 catches, 1,000 yards. And does it mean that he helps unlock a little bit more of this offense? An offense that was, what, number 1 in the NFL last year?
It's harder to measure that, though, right? Like to say, well, Sam LaPorta got more catches because J-Mo is more polished. It may be true, and coaches would see that, but we're going to look at the numbers and go, he had 1,100 yards, he had 1,200 yards. Was that really a breakout season?
Well, maybe it can be, you know, again, smaller things where instead of 58 catches, it's 75. And
more
the
reliable
numbers, yeah, it's just more reliable. It's using him across the middle, you know, at 7 yards instead of sending him deep every time. It's being able to use him in more situations because, and the question at the beginning of his career was, can he catch the ball? Like there was a lot of drops. And so it's being more consistent with catching the ball, more consistent running it, more plays being called for him. And there's only so many yards to be had out there. And I don't know what the limit of this offense is, but instead of, you know, 1,400 yards for Amon-Ra St. Brown, if it's 1,350, but then it unlocks a little bit more of J-Mo, and instead of 1,000, it's 1,200.
Areas of the offense he could help unlock. Got it. Tighter spiral. Better progressions. No? Okay. 248-539-9797.
Come on, man.
Avoiding the costly interceptions.
Where's the alarm? Where's the alarm? The smarm alarm. That's when we needed it.
On a more serious note, maybe J-Mo is the...
Yeah, that maybe that's more appropriate. Thank you.
Maybe J-Mo is the answer to this question, but Lions breakout candidates for the upcoming season. Like, that doesn't seem like there are that many because it feels like many have already established themselves. They have a couple all-pro safeties. They got a great line with some big tackles and a great center. The quarterback's established. St. Brown's an all-pro. LaPorta already had kind of a big rookie season. Who is your breakout guy for the Lions? We'll throw that out to people. 248-539-9797. Your OC says it's J-Mo. Do you agree or is it somebody else? John, you want to throw out a name?
I'll throw one out. Terrion Arnold. Terrion Arnold going into his second year, not as many PIs, more reliable in bump and run, more reliable down the field of being able to keep that same aggression, not get the PI call, but still disrupt the receiver and make some more pass breakups, maybe some more interceptions. That's one area where we didn't see a lot of, you know, INTs for Terrion Arnold last year. You need to have that competing for that CB1 spot along with DJ Reed. And maybe it's It's J-Mo, and it's Amon-Ra St. Brown, 1A, 1B.
Closing the gap.
It's closing the gap between Terrion Arnold and DJ Reed as 1A, 1B in terms of, you know, who's competing to cover Justin Jefferson.
No corner played more man coverage snaps last year than Terrion Arnold, and it was an experience.
It was an experience. It was a roller coaster. It didn't start off great. There was a lot of pass interference early on.
But do you learn from that, and are you a candidate for a year two breakout? Yeah, that fits the mold. The guy I would throw out there, and we've heard it a million times, and I don't even know if I fully believe it, but there's a case for Levi Onwuzurike. When Aiden was healthy, he was productive. He registered all of his sacks when Aiden was healthy. He's going to start or play a lot more now that Aleem McNeil is injured to begin the season. He's in a contract here. I know we've been sold this bill of goods a million times. Is there a case for Levi?
I got another one that I want to share, because if we're trying to find a way for J-Mo to up his 1,000 yards and be a quote-unquote breakout candidate, there's another very productive player that could have a breakout year.
Get to a completely different level. We'll get to it next, plus the schedule leak. The Lions opener, it's 97.1.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.